enjoy that singing this morning, say amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but some of these songs they sing, some of the phrases in some of the songs just encourages me. Amen. That's what it was meant to do, was to encourage. I'm a little bit hard sometimes toward this music in some churches. A fella asked me the other day, he was counseling with him and his wife. They had come to church and got saved. Thank you, Brother Todd. And they wanted to meet with me and talk with me. And he said, I really enjoy your preaching. He said, and I'm with you on everything. He said, till the other day you said something about Christian rap. I said, brother, that is an oxymoron. There ain't no such thing. Amen. There's Christian rap, there's Christian pot. All you got to do is draw that fish symbol on. Is that right? Amen. Music's not supposed to make us want to dance. It's supposed to lift our heart toward God. Amen. Amen. I just thought I'd throw that in. Exodus chapter number 20. I'm glad I'm serving a God that never changes. Amen. I wanted them to sing that song this morning because that's kind of the direction we're going in our scripture. Last Sunday, we began with the first commandment in Exodus chapter number 20, where God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And none of us would readily think that we do, but we do in many ways in our life. Americans especially, we make gods out of everything. We make, and I ain't going to re-preach that, but we make gods out of ball players. Amen. It's sad when American Idol has a bigger following than Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness? John Lennon, was that his name, the Beatles? Yeah. John Lennon once said this, and he really caught it from the Christian people. But I believe he was telling the truth. He said, if you put the Beatles on one side of the road and Jesus Christ on the other side, he said, we'll draw the bigger crowd. He was probably right. He was probably right. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. It's probably not a very spiritual application this morning, but I'm going to try to make it anyway. In John Wayne's last movie, you say, well, I don't think you should watch John Wayne. Well, don't. Amen. In John Wayne's last movie, he is dying of cancer, and instead of dying of cancer, he decides to go out with a bang in a big shootout. But in the beginning of the movie, he made a statement to a young man. I can't remember his real name, Ron Howard, Opie. He made a statement. He said, I have a creed that I live by. He said, I won't be wronged, I won't be insulted, and I won't be laid a hand on. He said, I don't do these things to other people, and I require the same from them. The reason I'm telling you that this morning is everybody ought to have something that we live by. Amen. We ought to have something that we live by. So we don't have to make up our own. God gave us one. So we don't have to figure out where to draw the lines in the sand. God said, let me do this for you, since I know what's best for you. Since I am the real source of happiness, of joy, and of peace, let me lay the lines out for you. And if you'll stay within the bounds, you'll live longer. Amen. You'll live peaceably if you'll follow these things. The reason the world is so dead against having the Ten Commandments in the courthouse is because the world is so against God. Amen. Somebody said, Brother Charles, yesterday, he and I rode to the funeral together, and he talked about the world and the mess it's in. And I never, ever, Brother Charles could tell me something plumb off the wall, and I wouldn't argue with him. But I told him, I said, Brother Charles, I said, I realized something the other day. He said, what's that? I said, I was flipping through the channels on TV, And it said something on the TV, on the guide thing, about Woodstock. And I ain't talking about where y'all go race. I'm talking about the concert, Woodstock. Anybody old enough to remember that? Mark Van Hoff, raise your hand. Woodstock. I got a preacher friend of mine who was there, Brother Hal Roscoe, up in New York. That's where Woodstock was. It was in New York, upstate New York. Over 500,000 people were there for that event. But I just clicked on it. Not because I wanted to hear the music. I wanted to see what went on. And this 1969, that's been a long time ago. Yeah. Amen. Let me tell you something. That crowd was just as wicked as the crowd we have today. The only difference is there's more of them.
Yeah.
Amen. So I just thought I'd go ahead and point that out. It's not the day we're living in. Somebody said, oh, it can't get no worse. It can't get much worse than this. The Lord's going to come. I don't think the wickedness of the nation has got anything to do with the time of the rapture.
Yeah.
We all right?
Yeah.
This won't be normal preaching type Brother Eddie this morning, but it'll help you. Amen? What I'm trying to say is this world's always been wicked since Adam sinned in the garden. Since sin entered into the world, it's always been wicked. And it's going to be wicked till the Lord burns it up with a fervent heat. Amen? Amen. So here we are. We're saved. We're on our way to heaven. You're on your way to heaven when you die? Raise your hand. Let me know about it. Amen. No, you're on your way to heaven. Now, we've got to figure out how to get there from here. And no, I'm not talking about what to do to go to heaven. We know that. That's to be born again. But we've got a life to live. Amen. I've always said when you get saved, God takes ownership of your life. You're not your own, for you're bought with a price, right? So I've always said when you get saved, it's no longer any of your business what you do with your life. You now belong to God.
Amen.
Amen. And if you belong to God, He has every right to take you home. Amen. If I go up here to Mike Bell Chevrolet or Liberty Chevrolet or up here in Villa Rica, and I walk in and tell Brother Mike, I say, Mike, I want that orange Camaro out there with them orange stripes on it. He says, okay, it's $42,000, whatever. And I write the man a check, and it's a good check. Chances of that are slim, amen? What have I just done? I have purchased that car. It's mine. What am I going to do with it? I'm going to smoke the tires off of it all the way out the parking lot, right? But wait a minute. What if there's something missing on that car that I want? Are you listening to me? An option. A spoiler. Different wheels, different tires. In other words, I have a reason for leaving it there. God has a reason for leaving us here. Do you know when I think the Lord will take you home? Whether it's at 8 or 80, whenever He's completed what He wants with your life. Amen. Now, I know we can speed the process along if we're not careful. Amen. But God has a purpose for you being here. I know what my purpose is. It's to preach the Word of God. Amen. I don't know how many years I'll do it, but I know while I'm here, that's what I'm supposed to do. But while we're here, if you're honest, you're going to have to say, living for the Lord is tough. Sometimes. Oh, it's easy on Sunday morning when we're singing and shouting, amen. But boy, on Monday, when somebody's cussing you at a racetrack, amen, Stacy. It's hard to do right all the time, isn't it? Amen. Ain't none of us could lift our hands this morning and say, I do right all the time. Not one of you. We're wicked at best. You turn around and look at the person sitting next to you. If they're saved, listen, all they are is a sinner saved by grace.
Right.
Amen. If they had a temper before they got saved, they're still apt to.
Yeah.
Are you listening? If they was mean before they got saved, they might still be a little bit mean. I mean, I ain't saying God can't take that away. He can't. Amen. One preacher said, when I got saved, my cusser quit. Mine took a little while. Amen. And every now and then they still want to fly. But I just let Sister Angie say them for me, okay? Amen. Say, honey, cuss that man out for me. Amen. You write them down, I'll sign them. Amen. So God gives us a game plan. God gives us some rules that we should live by. And just let me say, they're every one good rules. I said it last Sunday, I'll say it again today. They're not 10 suggestions. They're 10 commands. This is not a Dr. Phil session we're having here. They're 10 commands, and they cover every aspect of life. The first half of the commandments deal with man's relationship to God. Number one. Isn't it funny how God always puts things in the right perspective? This Bible didn't come from an explosion in a print shop. Amen. God knew what he was doing. So at those first commandments, God says, let me teach you to have a right relationship with me. And then those last commandments, he said, then once that relationship is right with me, I can teach you how to have the right relationship with each other. Amen. Churches, Brother Ronnie will tell you, we go all over his country. We go all over his country and preach in churches. Half the time, preacher will pick me up at the airport and say, preacher, pray, my church is having a feud over this. And we've heard it. If we've heard it one time, we've heard it a thousand. Christians fighting over some of the stupidest stuff you ever heard in your life. Oh, yeah. There's a church in Alabama. I hadn't seen it. I've been told about it. They said it's got one color roof on shingles on this side of the roof and another color shingle on that side of the roof. If you're that stupid, amen. I wonder how many of you just right off the top of your head tell me what color the roof is. Yeah, think about it for a second. What color is the roof on that old house out there? I mean, seriously, it don't matter. Amen.
Amen.
The problem is everybody wants to be in charge. Everybody, well, it's got to be my way or the highway. No, how about it be God's way?
Yeah.
Or no way?
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Our problem is we can't get along with each other because we're not getting along with God. Yeah. Amen. We've got to get that relationship first.
Amen.
You want the marriage to work? Get the God thing right.
That's right.
Get the spiritual thing right.
Amen.
Amen. You want your brothers and sisters in Christ? You want to be able to get along together? There ain't but one reason that you don't. Only one. Somebody ain't right with God.
Amen.
Amen. If you come in my office today with your arms crossed and say, preacher, I just want you to know I'm not mad. I'm just hurt. Somebody ain't right with God. Amen. Whether it's you or the person who hurt you, somebody ain't right with God. Are we okay this morning? When we have spiritual dilemma or spiritual trouble, somebody ain't right with God.
Amen.
Now, let's reach this second commandment this morning. And this commandment takes up several verses. Look at verse number 4. The Bible says, after he said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Commandment number 2, he said, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord, thy God, now watch this next statement, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me. In verse number 6, he said, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me.
Amen.
And watch that next little statement. And what? Keep my commandments. Amen. You know what Jesus said? If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
Yes.
Is that verbatim, Brother Fry? I believe that's verbatim what he said. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Everybody in this room this morning would say, if we stood up and sing, oh, how I love Jesus, every one of us would fall right in, oh, how I love Jesus. We'd probably lift our hands and sing it. But if we really loved him, we'd do what he told us to do.
Amen, bro.
Amen. If we really loved him, we'd do what he told us to do. Now, listen, I don't think anybody in this room, and I don't know everybody's personal lives. I don't pretend to. I really don't want to. But I don't think anybody's got a shrine at home. I don't think anybody bowed before Buddha before they left to come to church this morning. You say that commandment's not really relevant to our church. Oh, yes, it is. and it is certainly relevant to our times. Amen? In this commandment, what the Lord is saying, He's telling us not to attempt to make anything in His image or anything in heaven or anything on earth. You know why He said all those places? Because there is idols out of every one of those places.
Yes, sir.
Amen. There are people who worship the stars.
Yes, sir.
It is man's nature. It is natural for us to worship. God made us that way. You say, I don't like all this worship stuff. You're worshiping something.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, you're worshiping something.
Yeah.
What place is the Braves in? Huh? They're in second place? Third place? First! I knew somebody's following that pretty close. What do you say? Yeah, they're in Cincinnati. Reason I ask that, some of you pay more attention to the standings in sports than you do your standing with Christ.
Amen.
Are we okay? I don't think there's no Buddhists. I don't think anybody's got a totem pole. But you open the Atlanta Journal on constipation this morning. Open that piece of trash. Inside it somewhere you can find your horoscope.
Amen.
I like what the old black preacher said in Atlanta. He said, these girls are always asking these young men, what's your sign, what's your sign? He said, I tell you a sign, a brother with a job. Amen. I said, amen, brother, I like it. Yeah, you remember that, brother? That was good stuff, amen. People are like, well, what's your sign? I'm a child of God, that's my sign. Amen. That's my sign. Who cares whether you're a scorpion or a lion and all that? You can make anything out of the stars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all all right? You can make anything out of them. I could get up there and draw me a bass boat. I just got to hook the right ones together. Say hallelujah right there. Amen. I could make a donkey with big long ears. Anything I wanted to make. And say, oh, donkey, donkey, donkey. Oh, come on. Direct my life and lead my life and let me gaze into your face and see my future. Bull-loney.
Yeah.
Y'all all right? That's voodoo is what that is. Amen. Witchcraft. It's satanic.
That's right.
Like calling them psychics on the hotline.
Yeah.
Come on. Are you listening? Don't tell me people ain't having idols in their lives.
That's right, brother.
Amen. American what?
Yeah.
They named it right, didn't they?
Yeah.
Come on, we having fun this morning.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right,
amen. Why come when you call them hotlines? I ain't never called one. Why come they don't ever tell nobody, don't leave home tomorrow, you're going to get hit by a bus? They always tell you there's something tall, dark, and handsome in your future. Or money coming your way. It's always something good. You know why they tell you that? They want you to call again. I call that heifer and she tells me, you're going to die tomorrow? You're going to get eaten by an alligator or something crazy like that? I ain't calling her no more. Amen. I ain't calling her no more. That's why people are flocking to false preaching. They don't hear truth. All news ain't good news.
Amen.
Amen. Let's come down out of the heavens a little bit. We know they worship the stars. Now what about the creation?
Amen.
There's a sun god. There's an earth god.
Amen.
There's a wind god. Amen. Y'all remember the group earth, wind, and fire?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Y'all better listen this morning. People are worshiping this earth.
Amen.
They care more about a spotted owl. I'd like to shoot one and have it mounted in my office with big old talons like it. They care more about a spotted owl than they do a human baby. Y'all wake up this morning. They care more about a whale washing up on the beach somewhere than they do the life of a human child. They pitch fits, they march, they protest over a whale. But they're killing babies every day by the thousands. I say, if a whale ain't got sense enough to stay in deep water, he deserved to die on the beach. Amen. That sucker knows he ain't supposed to go that far up. Right? They're worshiping this stuff, man. They are worshiping this stuff. We got people who are worshiping people. Amen. People, I'm not a political person. I don't understand what makes it work. It's the most confused. I think they've done that on purpose. So we couldn't keep up. But we got people worshiping a president. He ain't God. He's proved that, hadn't he? Amen. He ain't God. God can fix it. If we had asked him. Amen. They worship Clinton. That man committed adultery in the Oval Office. Oh, he's the greatest president. He's a pervert. Come on. Some of your children, if we could go home to your house, has got their idol hanging on their bedroom wall. I had mine when I was a kid. I had two idols. I had a poster about that big of Sister Angie in her little cheerleading outfit. I did. Oh, yeah, she dumped me one time. I got another girlfriend. I hung that poster behind my clothes in my closet. I had it bad for her. I'm sorry. Every time I'd open my closet and move my clothes, there she was. But then hanging out where everybody could see was Farrah Fawcett. That's bad, ain't it? I did. Sure did. They say that's probably the number one selling poster of all time, that poster. I mean, I bet you if we had a show of hands, every boy in here had one. Hey, amen. Brother Freddy's going, amen. Hey, we've got idols that we don't even realize are idols. If we're not careful, we can make idols out of things. An idol is anything that you worship. You understand that? An idol can be anything that you worship. I got several things to tell you, and I may just leave a bunch of this out this morning. You're getting it, though, right? You're getting it. Did you know, and I did not know this till I began studying the Ten Commandments. I've been to a Catholic church, but I've never been in a Catholic service. Have you, Brother Freddy? I have. I've never been in a Catholic service. But did you know the Catholics don't have the Ten Commandments? I didn't know that. Nine, brother. This one is missing from their list. Honest. Here's how theirs goes. I am the Lord your God, and you shall not have strange gods before me. Number two, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. They skipped that thing, brother. And when I read that, a light came on in my head. I remember several years ago when Ashley was a kid, we took our youth group and we went to New York City. But on the way, we stopped and had two street services in Washington, D.C. And we went to, I think it was the second largest Catholic church in the world, I think. I know it's the largest one in D.C., maybe the second largest in America, something like that. But this place, it had 24-karat gold tile on the ceiling. I ain't never. Most ornate. We couldn't afford the steps going into the place. I'm here to tell you, man, I'm serious. Marble is 100 yards long. Beautiful, beautiful. Do you know what that place is full of, Brother Freddy? Full of statues. Everywhere you look. Amen, brother. You know what that is? That's a graven image.
That's right,
brother. That is he said, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Amen, brother. That's what that is. They got all these saints. Saints I ain't never even heard of. They're everywhere you look, and they're all real pious looking. Saint this, saint that, saint this, and saint that. And here's one that shocked me. I'll never forget it. As we were walking through there, there was a statue of Mary, and she's holding out her hand. And she's painted. She's not like a copper thing, but she's painted. And her clothes are painted, and you know, she's real pretty. But I noticed that hand that she's holding out, there ain't no paint on it. It's wore completely off. Where they've went in and rubbed their God.
Amen, brother.
Y'all listening? Why would they take that commandment out?
Amen.
They've got the manuscripts just like we got the manuscripts.
Yes, sir.
The same commandment was in theirs that was in ours. They removed it.
That's right.
Why? They want you bowing down to an image.
Yes, brother.
Y'all all right? When you walked into that Catholic church, that sanctuary, I guess you'd call it, it was humongous. You know what was the biggest thing in the whole place? Right there. Right there in the center was a crucifix. That thing was probably 50 feet tall, 40, big. Never seen nothing like it in my life. Christ hanging on that cross. And we watch people come in. I mean, you just go in anytime you want, light a candle, say a prayer. We watch people come in, Brother Freddie. Honest, this is what they do. They'd walk straight. They'd get that water when they come in and wash their hands. And then now spiritually, that's a good idea. But physically, that ain't doing them no good. Spiritually, we wash by asking God to forgive us of our sin. Are you with me? But here's what they do. Every one of them, they come in. You know what they're doing? They're bowing to that cross. They're bowing to that Jesus on that. You say, I come from a Catholic background and you're offending me. No, I don't want to offend you. I want to help you this morning. If you're going to make the effort to wash, if you're going to make the effort to pray, I want to help you to get it right.
Yes, sir.
I want it to do some good in your life.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to say to those poor people, they were as sincere as anybody I've ever seen in my life. I wanted to say, He's not there.
Yes,
He's not there. He's not on a cross. He's on a throne.
Yes.
He's alive and He's well. And He's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you. You don't need that nut in the closet. All you need is the Holy Ghost of God.
Yes,
amen.
Right.
An image. Whatever you worship. I just thought I'd give you that. I thought that was interesting. I did not know they didn't have that commandment. Of course they don't. They've got all those images.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll never forget the story I heard about a young Catholic girl who got saved. She went to that priest and said, I love you and I appreciate you, but I don't need you no more.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah! You know all you need me for? To help you understand this book right here. The best as I can. You know all you need, Brother Freddie, for? To help you with this book right here. Amen. And I promise you, if you'll do like John Wayne, set a creed for your life and make it this one right here, you'll be all
right.
Amen. We okay this morning? Hallelujah. Listen, here is where we are, and I'm going to give you this, and we're going to go to the house. Them kids will probably be back in a minute. This is what I see in America. We'll leave the Catholic thing alone. We'll leave these physical images alone. But we're trying to change the image of God in America. To Americans, God is just whatever we want Him to be. No, He's not. Are you listening? God's not a biker. For the biker church, folks. God's not a cowboy. For the cowboy church, folks. God's not a rock star. For the contemporary crowd. Are you listening to me? God's not a psychiatrist. For the Osteen crowd. I'm being serious as a heart attack this morning. He said, I am the Lord. And I change not. God doesn't come here to fit into our mold. We're not here to make God like us. God is here in the Spirit to make us like Him.
Amen.
I hadn't got on him in a while, but Joel Osteen's a liar. And people worship him. Joel Osteen has never even been called to preach. His own admission. His mama put him in the pulpit. That's a fact. He went to Oral Roberts University for 4 years to study sound production, video production. Y'all listen. If he's a preacher, my quarter horse is. Amen. I've heard his wife speak. She's more powerful than he is. Amen. He's a liar. You know what he's done? Brother Ronnie, he's figured out what people like to hear. I'll give him that. He knows how to draw a crowd. So do the Falcons. So did the Beatles. So did Lynyrd Skynyrd. They knew how to draw a crowd. Didn't make them God, friend. Didn't make them right either. We okay? Them strip joints in Atlanta draw a crowd. Somebody said, I don't understand why there are not just so many thousands of people at our church. We tell the truth. We don't make God into something he's not. Amen. Now, I know I done got some of you good and mad. Amen. I'll tell you what, when you're sick in the hospital and you're dying, call him. See how fast he gets saved. Amen. I've had people tell me out of their own mouth, they send money to it. Would you send it somebody that needs it? Our insurances do. Amen. He don't even take a salary. Do you know that? Because he's a multimillionaire from his lying book. I got it in my office. Junk. You say, why are you so against him? He's doing a good thing. He's helping people. He is. I'll give him that. He's helping people with their physical lives. I told you one morning, not Sunday morning, in a hotel, I cut TV on his own. He preached. He got 20-something thousand people sitting there. You know what he preached on? Your diet. How you ought to eat fruits and nuts and wheat bread. That's what he preached. His entire. Yes, that'll help you, but won't keep you out of hell. You can fruit and nut yourself all the way to the lake of fire, friend. You got to have Jesus Christ as your Savior. Amen. Our problem is we don't want to portray God as God really is. Because God is a just God. And sometimes he's a mad God. He said he was jealous. The Bible says it's one of his names. Well, jealousy is a sin. Not in him it ain't. He has a right to be. Because he is who he says he is. Amen. He is what he says he is. Go home and Google. Just do it. Don't get mad at me. Oh, go ahead and get mad, but when you Google, get over it. Go home and Google Joel Osteen on Larry King Live. Go ahead. Go for it. Read the manuscript your own self. The man denied Christ 7 times. Larry King asked the man point blank, Mr. Osteen, is Jesus Christ the only way to heaven? Well, Larry, I just don't know. Ask me. I know. They asked him about the terrorists who flew the planes into the Twin Towers. They said they did that in the name of their God. Does that mean they're in heaven? Well, Larry, I just don't know. That plane blowing up was just the start of their fire, friend. They're frying in the pit of hell. Amen. Why don't somebody tell the truth? Because it's not what the world wants to hear. They want to see God as this big, fuzzy, lovable teddy bear. He's not Barney. I love you, you love me. Dun, 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 stupid idiot. That's not who God is. It's not who God is at all. Let's just all be together. Let's all be happy. Let's all accept each other as we are. Find that in the book, friend. These lifestyles, as people call it. God said to him, it's an abomination. Y'all okay? The Ten Commandments, they're still there, friend. Amen. Let's quit trying to put God in our box.
Amen, sir.
Well, this is my lifestyle and this is what I like. You got to change what you like.
Right.
Y'all okay?
Amen, brother.
Huh? Man, when I was a kid, I thought Sweet Home Alabama should be our national anthem. Amen. I know Brother Freddie did. Amen. Yeah. I love that stuff, man. Are you listening to me? But I had to change what I like.
Amen.
Oh, my flesh still likes it. But my spirit don't.
Yeah.
Y'all listening to me this morning? See, what we're trying to do is trying to just to have that same old lifestyle.
Yes, sir.
Well, I was a biker when I was lost. I'm going to be a Christian biker. Well, that's okay. Let's not make God like that.
Amen, bro.
Amen. I love rock and roll music when I say, man, I'm so glad they got it for Christians. That's what they're trying to tell you.
Amen, bro.
Amen. That's what they're trying to tell you. Let's quit putting God in our box.
Amen.
Well, I just don't think God really cares anymore how people dress, just as long as they acknowledge Him. He does in the Bible.
Right.
Modesty's still there, friend.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
This world is trying to make Jesus what they want Him to be.
Amen.
Faith healers,
yes, sir,
make millions and millions and millions of dollars. Literally.
Yes,
that's the only reason the IRS is chasing them around the country. Why ain't they chasing us?
Right.
Why ain't they after me and Brother Ronnie? Because we ain't fleecing people.
Right.
We ain't got private jets.
Amen.
Amen. We ain't got Swiss bank accounts. I can't even afford a Swiss watch. Amen? They make millions of dollars. You know why? Because they're appealing to the flesh. If you got the power to heal, go for it, friend. We could have took you down to the funeral home of Brother Dwayne yesterday, let you try your hand. And them was ashes, friend. I'd put some faith in your healing if you can get that done.
Amen.
Y'all all right?
That's right, brother.
If you could heal, if I could heal, I would, Brother Freddie.
Amen.
I would in a heartbeat.
Amen.
I'd go around here and touch some of these folks that are in this room this morning who've got problems.
Amen, brother.
I'd slap Dennis Buttram right upside the head. I'd put his bladder right back in there.
Amen.
I'd touch Brother Richard this morning.
Yeah.
Woo, boy, I would. I ain't got the power. God does. God does. But if I did, I would rather know Brother Richard was saved. I'd get him saved first, then heal his problem. I'd get old Brother Dennis to know Christ, then I'd fix the bladder. That's a secondary issue. Well, they made your own mind. Listen, God is still who He says He is. God is still what He says He is. And He's not going to change. Them kids sang that song, I stand on what never changes. God still judges sin, and He still judges sinners. I know some of you done made up your mind, I ain't coming back here again. Well, let me just load your wagon while you're here. Mr. Osteen also said about sin, we don't use that word. Jesus used it more than He used the word heaven. Amen. He also said Mitt Romney was a good Christian. He did. Mitt Romney believes Jesus is the devil's brother. Amen. How you pastor the largest church in the world and be that stupid?
Yeah.
Y'all all right this morning?
Yeah,
why don't we let God be God and every man a liar?
That's right.
Why don't we take God at face value? That's why they're changing the Bible all the time.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what that's really about, and I'm running rabbits. I'm going to tell you what that's all about. In the front of every one of them Bibles, there's a copyright. Once they come out with that new version and everybody's got it, they ain't got no way to make no more money. So we got to improve that one. Get a copyright. Did you know the King James Bible is the only one that doesn't have a copyright? It's not copyrighted. What's that mean? It's free to use, brother.
That's right, brother.
God's Word has always been free, and it always will be free.
That's
amen.
Right,
hallelujah. We keep changing, keep changing, keep changing, keep changing, keep changing. Old Chase went to one of his high school teachers' church last Sunday over in Rockmart. And he come home, I said, well, how was it? He said, but them folks is old school. To me, that's a compliment.
Yeah.
Amen. We just need to get back to the place where we're human.
Amen.
And not God.
That's right, brother.
Where He's God and He's everything.
That's right, brother.
And where we live our life, to which pleasing to Him and not everybody else.
Amen.
Listen, I don't want to make you mad. If talking about Joel Osteen makes you mad, I apologize. But I've got a job to do.
Amen.
I've got a job to do. Somebody say, oh, you're just jealous. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'd rather have a church full of people who know Christ that I'm going to spend forever in heaven with.
Amen, brother.
Amen. I don't want a church full of people that I'm going to have to stand in front of God and hang my head with them people saying, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me? Amen. I'm not jealous of him.
Amen.
He's just not truthful.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
I'm going to get sued over this one of these days. But I'm telling you the truth this morning. We've got to get back to the place where you say, okay, God, if you said it, that settles it.
That's right.
Well, I think, it doesn't matter. Opinions are like elbows. Everybody's got one. And like armpits, most of them stink. Amen. We've all got them. We've all got our own ideas. But that doesn't make it right.
Amen.
What makes it right? This book right here.
This
book right here. If you need some information on a matter, don't call Oprah. If there's a little concordance or dictionary in the back of your Bible, huh? Having trouble with marriage, look under M. It'll tell you what scripture to go to and see what God said. Having trouble with children, look under C. That's one thing I recommend. I asked Brother William. He got Joseph and Patricia a Bible a while ago. I said, them thing got a concordance in the back. Worst thing, I think that's the greatest thing any new Christian needs. They need a dictionary and a concordance to help them find. The Bible can be confusing, Brent.
Amen.
Amen. Look under child or children. The Bible will tell you how to raise your kids.
Amen.
You don't need Dr. Spock or Dr. Ruth or Dr. Phil. God will tell you how to raise your children. Amen.
Yes, sir.
You want to know how to handle your finances? Look under M-O-N-E-Y. Amen. You know what the first thing he's going to tell you? Give me what's mine. Amen. Well. Let's just let God be God. I don't want to change him. I couldn't if I tried.
Amen.
I couldn't if I tried. They've been trying for years and he ain't changed yet. Amen. He ain't changed yet. Hey, I'm sure we're going to get to heaven. And Brother Freddie and I, who are so dogmatic, why do you got to be so dogmatic? You know what? We're going to find out we've been wrong about a few things. I guarantee you we will. We're going to go, what? Boy, I missed that. I was off by a mile right there. Amen. But let's not get to heaven and find out we're wrong about who God is.
Right.
Amen. He is a God of love. He loves you this morning.
Right.
He loves you so much that he sent his son to die in your place.
Amen.
And pay the price for the penalty of your sin.
Amen.
He went to hell for you.
Amen.
Yes, he did.
Yes,
oh, he didn't stay. He left pretty quick.
Yeah.
Amen. He does love you. But just as great as his love is his wrath. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will recompense. He's not all lovey-dovey all the time. He still chastises. In this old world, it's going to pay. Those people who are purposely blowing up his children over there in Israel, whether they accept him as Christ or not, they're still his chosen people. That's the most powerful place on the planet Earth.
Amen.
Somebody said America's the most powerful nation. No, it ain't.
Right.
Big as we are, I wouldn't want to jump on little old bitty Israel.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
God put a whooping on you. And he may put a whooping on us if we don't do right by him.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Brother Todd, y'all come and get a song. God is going to judge that crowd. Read the back of the book. There's going to be a battle so fierce that the blood will flow as deep as a horse's bridle. Brother, that's a battle, ain't it, Brother Ronnie?
Amen.
They make all these movies about Armageddon. There really is one coming.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Bible said, out of his mouth goeth a sharp, two-edged sword. Do you think that sword's for blessing people? No. We need to let God be God in our lives again. There's no fear of him in America. No fear. Because there have been preached and preached and preached such a watered-down gospel. Such a God is love gospel. And he is. But there's two sides to every coin. Like the little kid who put the most vulgar, blasphemous thing I've ever seen in my life on our church sign, changed our letters around. That's why I don't say anything now. And that's no fear. I'd been afraid God'd strike me dead right there. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Well, we've got through two commandments. Let's put God in His rightful place this morning. Number one, ahead of our family, ahead of our job, ahead of our hobbies, ahead of everything else, let's let God be God. Number two, let's just let God be who God is. Amen. And quit trying to change His mind about us. Let's get our mind changed about Him. Amen. Let's stop trying to make Him like us. Let's start trying to be like Him. Amen. You know what He said? He did make man in His own image. You know what He said? I want the crown of my creation. I want it to be like me. Amen. God has a desire to make us like Himself. Amen. Let's bow our heads all over the house. Brother Todd's going to sing a verse in just a second.
Before he does, I wonder if there's somebody here this morning who don't know Christ as their Savior. You're just like Joseph and Patricia were yesterday, doing the best they can to get along in this world. Good kids, good young people, trying to raise a baby, best they knew how. But the Lord sent somebody by their way. They realized that they wasn't going to heaven when they died, and they got that thing settled yesterday. Just like them this morning, if you're here today and you don't know if you died right now, if heaven would be your home, you can get that settled today. Because God sent a preacher your way to tell you this morning. There is a God, and He's real. There is a heaven, and there is a hell. And what you do with Christ will determine where you spend eternity. Would you accept Him today? I pray you would. If you're here this morning not sure about your soul, about where you'll spend eternity, if you'd like me to pray for you, I'd love to. I can't pray you saved. Only you can do that. But I'd sure love to pray for you this morning. If you'd just slip up your hand and say, "Preacher, I'm not sure that I'd go to heaven when I die. I won't embarrass you for nothing. I just want to pray for you." God bless you, buddy. Anybody else? "Preacher, pray for me." God bless you. "I'm not sure if I died right now, heaven would be my home. Please remember me when you pray." Anybody else? God bless your heart. How about this? "Preacher, I know I'm saved. There's no doubt about it. But I've tried to, maybe without even realizing it, I've tried to bend God my way instead of bending me God's way. Preacher, pray that I'd put God in His rightful place and just really let Him be God." Hands all over this building. Thank you for your honesty. Father, as we come before You again this morning, Lord, we thank You. We thank You, God, that You didn't just leave us to figure all this out by ourselves, but You told us exactly how to make this thing called life work. And God, they're good rules. They're good commandments. And Lord, You said in Your word, they're not grievous. They're not hard. Lord, it's not hard to not have any other gods before You. Lord, when we know You as God, nothing can compare anyway. Lord, everything else comes up way, way short. Lord, thank You for guiding us, telling us what to do. Lord, You saw every hand in this building this morning, those that are lost and don't know You. I pray they'd get saved right here today. Lord, those that are, Lord, saved but just trying to struggle through this life. Lord, You saw the hands and You know our hearts. Help us, Lord. Lord, sometimes we just messed up. But Lord, all we got to do is look to You. And in our hearts, we know it. But God, we got to do it our way. Father, I pray You'd help us to put You first. Lord, to look to You for everything in our lives. God, have Your way in this invitation. Lord, we'll thank You and we'll give You praise. Lord, it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.